Well, the old shelter was basically a repurposed shed, it looked like to me. It had some electrical problems. It had problems with isolation of animals being brought in. The standards require that if you bring an animal in from an unknown source, an unknown environment, you don't know if they have communicable diseases, so you need to separate them out from the other animals that you have there. And not only is it physical separation, but you have to separate the heating, air conditioning, and ventilation system. So there has to be that kind of total separation to protect the animals that are there. We don't currently have that in the old building, and we will have that in the new building. Plus, the new building will simply be more attractive for people to come and look at potential adoptions. Right now, if you come to the shelter, it's a pretty dilapidated old building. The new one will give people who want to adopt an area in which they can interact with the pet in much more pleasant surroundings. And so we hope that the adoption rate will go up. I would like to also emphasize that the current shelter, the people who run it, are amazing people. By law, the county facility cannot be a no-kill shelter, but it is an exceedingly low-kill shelter. Of the animals they take in, only about 10% have to be put down, and that's a pretty good track record. They also have alliances with other shelters who have greater foot traffic than us, so that if we get an animal in and it doesn't happen to be adopted, say, within a couple of weeks, we can, in fact, send that animal to a place where there's more foot traffic, where their adoption chances will be greater. So they've done that all on their own, set up these alliances with other shelters, et cetera, and that's just really pretty good. Another interesting fact is that while FEF is supplying the bulk of the money for the shelter, the county, it's animal control, actually provides some too. But the county basically provides no tax money for this shelter. The animal control portion, they've been able to set aside money from the collection of registration fees, and they've done a very good job in organizing their operations so that any excess money gets put into their building fund. And they have, I think, about $60,000, maybe a little bit more, that they've been able to glean from their operating budget. But the county doesn't provide tax money for this.